They don't have the votes in the Senate tonight to legalize recreational marijuana tomorrow, but the front office kept leaning to try to extract the 21 votes required to get it done. They seem to be stuck at 17 or 18, depending on who you asked, and a source said Senate President Steve Sweeney's D3 people wanted Governor Phil Murphy to bench press the final 3 or 4 votes. It looked grim, as the neophyte governor attempted to buttonhole upper chamber lawmakers with time ticking down. His Hail Mary appeal? Republicans. And one recent Republican turned Democrat. A source told InsiderInch that Murphy allies continued to work on Republican Senators Bob Singer, R30, Kip Bateman, R16, and Declan O'Scanlan, R13. They prayed they had a shot with Senator Donna Diego, D8, but apparently she doesn't like the £5 piece in the expungement reform, and it's by statute so they can't amend. There was late effort too in the direction of Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez, D5. A source in the assembly, while acknowledging a greater degree of comfort in the lower chamber, insisted it wasn't over, and placed some hope in the final Senate caucus scheduled ahead of the noon session. A second source said if the caucus yielded the same 41-43-ish situation in the Assembly and 18-ish in the Senate, leadership would likely convene a press conference stipulating that they would continue to work on a few potential amendments and reconvene in 30 days, maybe less. At his last press conference on the subject last Thursday, Murphy left the door open for immediate negotiations in the aftermath of a possible Monday failure, which, again, several sources anticipated.